Welcome to British Wireless for the Blind Fund's 2025 Autumn Legacy Mailing. Thank you for being part of the incredible community that refuses to let sight loss limit lives. Every 6 minutes, someone in the UK begins to lose their sight. That's why your support and the work we do at BWBF matters more than ever. There is a newsletter that accompanies this letter. Inside, you will find stories of lives changed thanks to people like you. Like Riley, who's learning through a smart speaker, and Thomas, who's rediscovered the world news through his specially designed radio. These life-changing moments were only possible because someone chose to leave a gift in their will. Just imagine what your legacy could make possible. Smart devices for the next generation of children, helping them build confidence and independence from the very start. Specialist trainers to guide people step by step as they learn to use accessible technology. Groundbreaking research to ensure our services evolve with the needs of blind and partially sighted people. Leaving a legacy costs nothing today, comes after loved ones are provided for, and shapes a brighter future for thousands living with sight loss. However you're connected to us, thank you for standing up for joy, learning, and independence. By simply considering a gift in your will, you help keep that light shining for generations to come. With warm wishes, Sophie Jones, Chief Executive, British Wireless for the Blind Fund.
Your gift, their future. The British Wireless for the Blind Fund Legacy Newsletter. Meet Riley. It might seem like a small thing, but it has brought laughter and light into our world. At just 6 years old, Riley has already faced enormous challenges. Around his fifth birthday, his parents, Jeanette and Adam, learned he had a detached retina. Multiple eye surgeries followed, each one trying to reattach the retina, but were unsuccessful. It felt like everything had changed overnight, recalls Jeanette. We were drowning, but you either fight to survive or you give up. And we weren't going to give up. In January, Jeanette contacted BWBF. She wasn't sure if we could help children, but she reached out anyway. We sent Riley an Echo Dot, a simple voice-activated device. It was a relief and joy to receive support for Riley without having to fight for it. The Echo Dot has quickly become part of Riley's everyday life. He uses it to control the lights in his room, listen to music and stories, ask questions, and play games. The device also gives his parents peace of mind. One of Riley's favourite things is classical music. He listens to a piece on the dot, then runs to his keyboard to figure it out by ear. It's all him, Jeanette says proudly. He just hears it and plays it. It's amazing. I can cook in the kitchen while Riley is happily and safely playing in his room. That means everything. In new places, Riley needs help to avoid obstacles, but at home, he's learning to navigate. And with the help of tech like the Echo Dot, he's becoming more independent every day. Jeanette sees technology as part of Riley's future. Tools to help him live, learn and grow on his own terms. It might seem like a small thing, she says, but it has brought laughter and light into our world. And most of all, it has helped Riley keep being Riley. And Riley is absolutely awesome. Thomas's story, a voice that still echoes. When Yvonne came across British Wireless for the Blind Fund, she was searching for something simple but vital, a radio her father could use independently. Thomas was 101 and had lost most of his sight due to macular degeneration. Dad always tried to maintain as much independence as he could, Yvonne told us. Mentally, he was still very alert, but with his vision and hearing declining and some unsteadiness, everyday life became harder. The arrival of a Relish, a radio suitable for people living with sight loss, from BWBF made a real difference. I did try an ordinary radio, recalled Yvonne, and I taped things down so he couldn't accidentally knock the wrong buttons. But then we found the Relish radio, and it was brilliant. Its simple design made all the difference. Big buttons, a clear on-off switch, and easy-to-use preset stations. The biggest thing about this radio was that he could control it himself, she said. It gave him some autonomy back, and that mattered hugely. Like many older people with sight loss, Thomas had felt increasingly disconnected from the world. The radio helped restore a sense of belonging. The radio became a daily presence. Sitting listening to the radio was sort of Dad's natural pose, Yvonne smiled. He had it on all the time. He hadn't felt able to keep up with current affairs, Yvonne said, but once he could listen to the news again, he was back in the conversation. He felt included again. Last year, Thomas passed away peacefully, surrounded by family. His story and the simple device that made a difference in his final months continue to resonate. Yvonne wanted that story to be shared. Legacy gifts help people like Thomas every day. That small device, which brought news, laughter, and confidence back into one man's life, is part of something much bigger. A story of dignity, care, and connection. Thanks to our generous supporters, Thomas felt more like himself again, right to the end. Impact. Last year, we received £396,247 in legacy income. That accounts for 40% of our total annual income. Last year, 4,237 devices were given out thanks to the generosity of our supporters. Only 6.5% of those with a will will leave a charitable bequest. Why we choose to leave a gift. This donation is because your wireless helped my uncle, who passed away just before Christmas. At the end of his life, he could no longer see and took great pleasure in listening to the radio. Thanks for being there for him and many others. This donation is for my mum, who passed away aged 99. She lived with sight loss for years after a detached retina and muscular degeneration, and you helped her with a radio CD player, which helped her to listen to audiobooks and her CDs. It was her wish that donations from her funeral would be given to yourselves to continue your good work.
Are you ready to leave a legacy? You can tell us if you'd like to leave a gift in your will. Inform us that you've already left a gift in your will. Or tell us that you aren't able to leave a gift in your will at this time by visiting blind.org.uk/yourlegacy25. You can also make a donation here. Alternatively, you can call 01622 754 757. To read our privacy policy, please visit blind.org.uk/privacy policy. Thank you.